Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso. And today I have two very special guests. We're going to be talking about the issues at Loveland Reservoir. I am here with Russell Walsh, who's been a longtime advocate for restoring recreational access at Loveland, and Ron Askeland, chair of the Sierra Club's Conservation and Zero Waste Subcommittee and the Sierra Club's State Conservation Committee. So welcome both of you to the show, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Miriam.
So, Russell, I understand there is a very important meeting scheduled for next Tuesday out in Alpine. It's a Loveland Trails Improvement Meeting that Sweetwater Water District is holding. And can you tell us a little bit about that meeting and what people might expect and why it's important for people to attend?
Honestly, it's very important for people to attend and see that if we can make improvements on what we left off with at the last meeting and make sure that those things aren't set in stone, the decisions that were made. And actually, some of the decisions were made after the last meeting and that we had really not vetted very well and not seen very well in the process. So, hopefully we can redo both some individual projects that we're going to keep and then maybe reallocate some of the funds to a better project. And the meeting's real close. I don't think that's on Sweetwater's agenda. Ron and I talked about it at the lake, but we're hoping that maybe some alignments on some of these projects can happen. And my public record search shows that Sweetwater Authority is really not that far down the road on any commitment to spending any of this money. So
interesting.
Let's see if we can work as a group and constructively and hear what Mr. Askeland has brought to the table with environmental concerns.
I want to jump in and mention when and where the meeting is. It's Tuesday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and it will be at the Alpine Women's Club, which is located right on Alpine Boulevard there. And we'll have the details up on our site at eastcountymagazine.org later today. As background for listeners that may not be aware of the history here, about 2 years ago, Sweetwater drained Loveland to Deadpool status for the first time in its history. They cited the drought as their reason or excuse for that, but it was quite devastating. It basically killed off all or nearly all of the fish, and it left a fishing dock, on dry land, basically. And then when a big storm did come along, it devastated the fishing dock, tore it apart, and created major, major erosion that has taken away a lot of the, the access to the lake for recreational users, even now that rains have come and have largely refilled the reservoir. Did I get that pretty much right? Is there anything you want to add, Russell?
It's very full. It's up in the upper 90% still. Mm-hmm. So it's really looking really good.
Great. So, Ron, I'd like to bring you into this a little bit. Tell me how the Sierra Club came to be involved with this and what your concerns are at Loveland.
Okay. So I'm Ron Askeland. I'm actually the conservation chair of the San Diego Sierra Club.
Okay.
And, my predecessor, George Corser, has been involved with this for quite a while. Unfortunately, George passed away a few years ago. But Russell had spoken to our conservation committee a couple of times over the past several years, and we've gotten more involved recently. I was able to meet with Carlos Quintero, the general manager of Sweetwater Authority, a week ago today, and really trying to talk about how we can collaborate so that we have great recreational activities, but also species preservation, especially in Sweetwater River as it flows down from the Loveland Reservoir.
Yeah, what are the species at most risk right now, and do you think Sweetwater has done enough to protect them?
Well, I think the two most important ones I'm aware of are the southwestern pond turtle and the Ario toad.
Yeah.
So both of these are pretty limited in their habitat, and so we really want to try and preserve habitat for those two species of concern.
Very good. What about the fish that were, like I say, mostly killed off? I guess there's some of them, there were some eggs that hatched out and apparently some new fish. But do you think more needs to be done to restore the fish that were formerly there, all of the species that were in that lake before?
Yeah, I mean, Sierra Club's looking for this balance, right? We want to see recreational opportunities. It was really good to meet with Russell at the reservoir a couple of weeks ago and talk to people that were fishing there and hear their concerns. So, I think we'd like to have it be a good experience for people that fish and also really try and maintain good habitat for wildlife.
Great. I do want to mention that there is also a group called Friends of Loveland Reservoir, a nonprofit. They're also urging people to attend Tuesday's meeting and let their voices be heard. They're specifically suggesting people ask about the status of the floating dock replacement and trail improvement progress, especially expansion of the trail to maximize shoreline accessibility and a lookout. I would like to ask each of you, if you agree on those priorities, or if you think priorities for some of the grant funding that's come through from the state, should be used any differently.
I would like to say if that's the way they're phrasing access, greater access around the trails, I'm in agreement with that. And it would sound like we're working together more than we were a few months ago when we had the last meeting, because that what really happened at that meeting was that the money is getting spent in a very constrained area. And this is something that Ron and I talked about at the lake, and I have some graphics that I made up. It's getting
I
constrained.
saw that. It did look like it was a fairly small area where they were focusing
Right. And
the
it's really,
efforts.
it, yeah, It's really not necessary. And there's so much more benefit to come from listening to what the anglers want versus listening to convenient, maybe more convenient ways to spend the money if that's the problem. I don't want to say what the problem is,
Well, it may
but
simply be
yeah.
a matter of there's not enough money to do everything
So,
everywhere, so they're
yeah.
focusing it where they can. I
If
don't know that.
Friends of Loveland Reservoir is talking about expanding it, though, I would like Ron and myself and some other actual lake users, because amongst us, I'm actually the only lake user, like frequent historical 20-year lake user. And so, as Ron saw, the lake users echo me. And so, I'm not trying to grab attention or something. I'm trying to grab ears for the actual lake users. So, if what they're saying is expanding access, then that sounds better, and I did ask them to maybe concede and cooperate with expanding from what we came up with in the last meeting and after the last meeting.
Ron, what are your thoughts on that?
It was really interesting. So I just talked about a half dozen people. I was there 2 weeks ago, and it's a pretty consistent theme. We'd like greater access, sunrise to sunset. One of the folks was talking about he works up in Escondido, and it's very hard to get back to do fishing in time before they close it at 5 p.m. And some of these people are actually, they're not just fishing for recreation, they're fishing for food. So you really want to support that.
It's important, and we should note it's the only lake in the county, from what I understand, where fishing at is free. So for low-income folks, that's particularly important, those who fish for food or need the recreational access. I know that there's been some outreach to legislators at the state level. Brian Jones did succeed in bringing in at least some grant funding. And the county has also shown some interest. For those not familiar with this, there's been an ongoing tussle involving the Forest Service where there was an easement to trade some land, and in exchange, the forest, in exchange, Sweetwater was supposed to provide dawn to dusk access. But they've quit doing that, and yet the Forest Service doesn't seem to be willing to enforce that. So there's been some talk about whether maybe eventually the county might want to take over, management of that. What's the latest on that? Are we hearing any positive signs coming out of the supervisors?
Have you met with the county yet, Ron, or the Forest Service, or any of
No, I
these
haven't.
people? Okay, so I'll speak to that, and I think this is all going to come on as in kind of a rush for Ron, and I'm so glad to have him in this mode. And we actually have another meeting today with a USGS, a high-ranking USGS official, to talk about the protected species that we're concerned about and how the minimum pool best is probably the best protection for both sides of the dam, for the public trust recreation, for the wildlife on the lake side of the dam, and for the wildlife downstream. And so some of those things get worked out. But we if we have a partner after our meeting today, or the suggestion that we might have a partner, some of that Forest Service stuff and congressional standing down might move a little bit differently than it has been, if it isn't already. And so,
Encouraging.
yeah, this is encouraging. A lot of really encouraging things are going on right now.
Yeah, they did get insurance money to rebuild the dock, I understand, the floating fishing dock. So they may not have lots of fish yet, but at least there's a fishing dock coming
Yeah,
back.
and they hadn't committed to leaving the fishing dock in the water. I mean, leaving water under the fishing dock yet. And so I
It's
think we're going to
concerned
get
whether they can get anything.
resolution, and it's just going to take time, and it's going to take collaboration amongst our advocate groups
Yeah.
and individuals.
Well, it's certainly, in preserving places that are important to the public, we've certainly seen a history in East County of sometimes it may seem to get off to a slow start, but as momentum builds and more groups get involved, things change. You mentioned George Corser. I remember him some years ago when folks out in Petrero were fighting against Blackwater wanting to open a paramilitary training camp in the middle of the national forest, surrounded by national forest out there or adjacent to it. And, all seemed kind of bleak. And I remember the Sierra Club getting involved and leading a march through the forest to save it. And not long after that, Blackwater announced plans to pull out. So, things can happen. People's voices can be heard. And sometimes mountains can be moved, metaphorically speaking, and species saved. So, I want to ask each of you what else you would like our listeners to know that I haven't specifically asked about.
Well, I think one thing is just how beautiful Lake the Reservoir is. It's just a really beautiful area. It was fun to hike around a little bit, and just the scenery is wonderful. And the terrain is steep in some places, and so trying to get access in that steep terrain is a interesting challenge. But it's just a wonderful, beautiful place.
It is. Yeah, it is.
On
Gorgeous.
that question, I'm sorry. On that question, I'd go back a little bit to the county's involvement. I do have a meeting coming with Supervisor Anderson's wonderful chief of staff in a few weeks, but I've also met at the lake, met at the lake, but about the lake with trails guru Lizzie Bendrick for the County of San Diego. And we talked about opening up a parking lot, and the county doesn't have a problem opening up this additional parking lot.
Very nice.
The Sierra Club's letter of support was sent to the county. And so, but as far as them actually taking over, maybe a good idea, it will bring fees for sure. The county's not going to have a non-fee place for very long, I don't think, unless it's some kind of MOU with Sweetwater Authority or something.
Well,
But yeah, but they're looking at things.
right. And what we've seen with the county is they've been pretty smart about figuring out ways to get revenues out of other reservoirs that they operate with. Maybe they've brought in, cabins or, canoeing or other kinds of, not too invasive things, but things that would bring in some revenues, campgrounds, things like that. So, who knows what they might come up with for Loveland, but
I know they liked the idea when we presented our community crowdsourced document. One of the things we wanted to look at was a park in an area where cars can actually get to the road. And not a big park, but mostly for disabled people to solve the disabled problem or ADA problem.
There you
And by
go.
solving that ADA problem, you also make the lake easier, more easily accessible to all people of all physical abilities, the
Good
shoreline.
point.
And so the ADA stays. They even moved the fishing pier down to this location. I've asked Mr. Quintero to move the fishing pier down to where ADA qualifying people could get to the fishing pier.
There are a lot of disabled veterans in San Diego County,
Sure.
too.
And what
So
we actually called it Veterans Park,
there you go.
just to sell it, partly, honestly, partly to sell it and help veterans because, but
Yeah, they
anyone with a priority ADA need fits.
absolutely. They could do ranger-led activities potentially. A lot of the parks, they'll do ranger-led hikes or talks or, nature presentations, things like that. Anyway, once again, I want to remind everybody, if you tuned in late, we are speaking with Russell Walsh, an advocate for Loveland Reservoir, and with Ron Askeland with the Askeland with the San Diego County Sierra Club. There is a community workshop coming up on Loveland Trail improvements. This is an update that's being provided by the Sweetwater Water Authority, and it will be on Tuesday, November 12th, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Alpine Women's Club. The address is 2156 Alpine Boulevard in Alpine. And if you care about Loveland Reservoir, this is your chance to come out and have your voice heard, folks. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? I appreciate both of you coming on the show.
Thank
Sure,
you.
Matt. Yeah, thank you very much.
You are welcome. Thanks so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine radio show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, the network for social justice.